This man is naked in my room.
I love being an only child. Nice.
Nice. That worked really well.
Yeah.
Was that a matcha latte that you're drinking?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like matcha water now at this point. It's just like a little bit of
all
water.
It's like all the ice that melted on your matcha.
Hi guys, this is our first video version of the podcast because, you know, a lot of people in our lives were telling us it's a good thing to do and that we should have a video version, and yeah. I'm fully acknowledging that video format of like short form videos are dying. Well, that's not true. Short form videos are not dying. TikTok is thriving, and long form content of podcasts are thriving. And this is our attempt at being a knockoff Trisha Paytas and Ethan Klein, except I'm Ethan Klein because I have stomach issues and probably
And I'm Trisha Paytas because I'm problematic.
Ew. This was completely Jake's idea to do the outfits that we're wearing today.
So I wanted to be professional.
And I didn't. And he was like, Nicole,
Trisha and
no
Ethan
sweats.
Always dress up for their podcast.
I know, but like I can't go all out. Like they have literal makeup artists, and I'm not shaving my head for the podcast. But Jake said no sweats, so I'm wearing sweats and a blazer. And I slicked my hair back like
it
Bella
looks
Hadid.
Really good. This is
Thank
a really
you so
good
much.
Outfit.
It's literally
I would, like,
rock hard.
You should wear this to like interviews and stuff.
Thank you. Interviews for what? Like what am I interviewing for?
Well, after everybody sees this video format of the podcast, I'm sure viewership will probably start going down and you're going to have to apply for some jobs.
Probably. So anyway, if you're a strictly audio listener, you can now listen or watch our podcast on the Talk Nasty podcast YouTube channel, which there will be posting the video format 2 days later than upload date. So this comes out on Tuesday and the video format will come out on Thursday.
So this is See You Next Thursday.
Oh, yeah. This is
and
see you
next
Thursday.
Tuesday.
Yes, literally. So anyway, everything's still going to be the same, except now Jake and I are going to have nice little outfits and you can see what we look like. And then we can show you videos, too, which will be so exciting. Because
Nicole's already like queued up like six.
I literally have one TikTok, but it's so good. I made Jake talk to me last night on FaceTime. I hate
literally
when Jake...
for an hour and a half.
Jake will call me unexpectedly, and that's fine. Like, I like it that you call me. I like that that's your form of... I feel like that's, like, your love language is calling
people. I love calling people. It's because texting is so informal, and, like, I feel like I'm not connecting with the person over text.
Yeah, I don't mind calling people, but sometimes, like, I'm literally in no way, shape, or form, like, able to function, and Jake will call, and I just feel bad declining him constantly, but I've gotten more comfortable with declining you, so I've been working on that.
Yeah, Nicole, I swear, like, I tried calling you at least, like, every week in 2020, never picked up. Only in October did you start picking up my phone calls.
My mom had cancer. It was very difficult to come to the phone, so.
I got it. Yeah. Nicole was very busy last year, so.
I was. Yeah. You know what cancer like?
No, I'm agreeing with you that you were very busy.
Yeah. It was just very difficult for me to have any source of friendship with anyone. Now I'm getting so much better, but it's gotten...
Well, I had to make myself a part of your plans. By making this podcast.
My mom did that the other day. She's like, I can't believe that now in order to talk to my daughter, I have to schedule time. I was like, what are you on about? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I literally, because I was in the middle of filming a video and she's like, I can't believe that I have to schedule time to talk to you. I was like, no, just give me like 45 minutes. I'll like do whatever you want afterwards. But I can't have 1 hour to myself.
Absolutely not.
No.
Neither can I clearly, evidently, by the fact that my little brother walked into this room wearing just underpants.
Ew, who uses the word underpants?
Yeah.
This feels like an interview. Anyway, no one knew what you look like. Aw.
Jared, get out. I need to lock my door.
Shit out of my back. I don't care. Look at that. Bye. Okay, I'm so sorry, Nicole.
Yeah, we should.
And I'm sorry all the listeners to this podcast, and I'm sorry to myself for having to edit all of that
out. You're going to have to edit so much.
I know. This is going to be a mess.
That's why I take no ownership in that.
Yeah, so just so everybody knows, I'm the one who's editing all of the content for this podcast. It will be edited by me. So if you have a problem with the way that this podcast is being edited, then you go to Nicole and you tell her about it, because I don't care.
I'm not editing shit. I think like trying to edit my voice for this long would actually be excruciating. You look like JFK.
Thank you.
Why'd you sit up straighter? Like in that moment when you like flipped your hair for a split second, you look like JFK. No one knows what you look like.
No, but now they do, and I feel like they're disappointed.
What were some of the messages that you got? It was like, I thought Jake was a, what do they say?
People platinum would be like, blonde. Yeah, platinum blonde and like a Starbucks employee.
So they think you're Matt King.
Yeah, basically, which is kind of a compliment.
I love Matt King.
I love Matt King.
I think.
Wish I was blonde. Actually, I wanted to dye my hair darker for a long time.
Yeah, like, I've been telling you to dye it darker. I feel like you should go platinum blonde and then go really dark.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to murder my hair.
It grows
back. My hair's very thin.
But your hair is short, so it'll literally come back so quickly.
That's true. Anyway,
Good.
Yeah, that's actually it. Well, thanks for tuning in. This is about all I'm. This is actually all I'm going to put in there for.
You know, some people do like very short form podcasts, like 15 minutes long. Benny, not Blanco. Benny, he's a comedian. He does the impersonations. He did the Shawn Mendes impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's go, my little sweetheart.
Yes.
And then he, like, sings to her.
He also did, like, he did that one where he was, like, basically Rupi Kaur, right?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, it was funny. He's like, your love is like a rose. And I just want to pick it. And then it was like, Rupi Kaur. And it was like leaves flying in his face. You ever saw that?
Mm, nope.
Oh, so you're not even like a real fan. Anyway. No, I guess not. I feel like I don't really respond well to like that man's content. I don't know why. I just think like I find it to be over the top. And like that's saying something because I'm an over the top person.
I mean, let me enjoy that one Shawn Mendes video and...
No, I love that. Yes. And that was a really funny, and I think he's done it multiple times on TikTok.
Yeah.
So... Do you know the girl on TikTok who does the video where she's like the HR lady?
There's a few.
She'll like come into the office and she'll be like, hey, just wanted to stop by and say and remind you about that email that I sent you, because I know how many emails you get. You're always so busy and missing those emails. I love it. And then she's like, look at that big bagel you are eating. Oh, you are such a carb girl.
I didn't know what HR was until like a few years ago.
It's like the people who prevent what she does to people, which is like little aggressions and like workplace disputes.
I knew someone who was in HR and they were making like $160,000 a year, and they were so... You're gonna have to deal with that later on camera, what you're looking like.
Help me. No, like literally I'm gonna be looking at myself. Anyway, go ahead.
Get used to it, Jacob.
I'm gonna crop it so it's just like this part of my face.
You'll get used to it. Jacob's getting a haircut at 2:30, so...
Yeah, everyone. Nicole could not wait. She was like, no, we can't do our podcast after your haircut. And I said, why? And she said, you have to look horrible.
I'm trying to do stuff more orderly and organized in my life because I'm sick and tired of falling behind in every single thing that I do. It's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting.
It's exhausting to be around someone like that. I'm just kidding.
You're exhausting. That's why I can't answer the phone. Last night, I called Jake and I was like, if you want to talk to me, just say so. And so then I called him and I showed him all of my makeup.
Literally for an hour and a half. She was like sitting crisscross applesauce on her floor. And she was like, this is my Tartlet palette. I've wanted this since. And she'd tell me like the whole backstory about it and like how she's wanted it forever. And they like Tarte sent it to her and she like cried for like 30 minutes.
I have like a story behind every single thing that I own.
It's true.
I'm just a little sentimental kind of girl. Like, if somebody would allow me to go through my room and show them everything that I own, I would be able to give you a story for everything. Literally everything. And I would love that. I would love for someone, oh my God, that should be a YouTube video. Me taking people through every single item in different places of my room and me talking about it.
Yeah, how long would that be?
No, it would be in different segments. It would be in different segments.
Like a YouTube, like your YouTube red, like, yeah. Thing. You know,
but make how, it like really dramatic, like really, yeah. really dramatic. Like, this straw was given to me by an old friend who I don't speak to anymore. It's really unfortunate, but they gave this to me for free. And this was the only thing that they gave to me all year, even though I bought them extravagant gifts all year.
Wow. There's a lot to unpack there.
No, that story was like half true. I like combined different friends together.
Oh, good.
I like combined all different
the
friends.
The person who
stories.
Gave you that straw is like feeling really attacked.
Yeah, right they're now. Watching this episode and they're like, what the fuck?
They're like, so early on in the episode too, Nicole's like out here like naming names and.
I know. I really shouldn't do that. That's kind of unnecessary.
Personal beef online.
I feel like I'm getting lower and lower in the camera as time goes on.
Yeah, but I was going to say, I am like sitting up very straight and you are like literally, you're like all the way down here. If I did the podcast all the way down here, it's literally just my head.
No, I just combined different stories. That entire story wasn't true about that straw, but that straw does have a lot of meaning to me. But I was showing Jake all of my makeup and I was like, oh my God, this is what I hit pan on. I explained to him what Project Pan was. I explained the significance of every single article of makeup that I have and all the times that I've used it. And then he's like, wait, Nicole, you said that like half of this makeup is from like high school.
Yeah.
I feel like makeup expires.
And she was like,
I don't
no.
care. No.
Not my makeup.
Like, if it's a powder and it looks okay and it smells okay, why would I get rid of it? It seems
so
wasteful.
True. I feel like that I would agree, except I do know that like if you aren't planning on using something, you should donate it before it goes bad because like
yeah,
they don't want expired makeup.
Right. But you can't donate something that's been used.
Yes, exactly. So like if you don't plan, like I know that
if you don't plan on using it.
Nicole talked last week about how she keeps getting free things from people. But like Nicole, if anybody's wondering if Nicole ever uses all of those products that she gets, the answer is she doesn't, but she gives them to people she knows. Because she's a generous person, yeah. And she was like saying, so this came with like this PR package. And like when I got it, I was like, I'm never going to use this. So I gave it to my friend's cousin who like has like a little makeup like business and like she's trying to expand her kit.
That's what they're called. Makeup
yeah.
kit.
I know. And I was like, wow, that's really great. No, I like, will good, gladly that's a do nice that. Thing to do, I feel.
I will gladly. Well, what am I going to do? Hoard it all? Also, like, the little, like, stupid minimalist in me, I'm like, I can't, like, keep everything. I'm not a minimalist, but, like, I like the idea of it, and I like the idea of only owning what I will use.
Really
and, like,
need, yeah.
Exactly. And so, or things that I absolutely love. So, if I'm not going to use something, then I'm not going to keep it. So, I will usually ask my closest friends first and be like, will you use this? If not, I'll gladly give it to someone else. I'll be like, does your roommate like this? I literally texted Kaylee. I was like, does your roommate like neutral shadows? Because I will give this neutral shadow to her.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. I feel like that's like what you should be doing or donating
I agree.
To like shelters and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I think it's like, yeah, because I think I see a lot of YouTubers like Sophia Nygaard.
I just watched a video of hers like the very first time today. I've
really?
Never watched her videos before.
Well, she just has so much makeup and I'm like she literally had people come and like organize all of her makeup and it took them like 3 days to do and I'm like, if you're never gonna use it.
Well, she does makeup videos, doesn't she? Like she does
that's
like, crazy,
true.
Like she does like crazy looks on this or whatever and like maybe she
actually,
needs them all for different reasons.
I actually think I saw a video that was like explaining why a lot of YouTubers aren't like posting.
Yes, by Tiffany.
Yeah, and she. Oh yeah, you were the one who put
I'm friends
that
with Tiffany.
Yes, you were the one that I found the video from. But wasn't she in that video, Sophia Nygaard?
Yeah, she was. She was. Yeah. I never watched any of her videos prior, not for like any particular reason, but like I just never like her videos aren't just the type of videos that I would watch. But her and her husband just moved across the country to Philly, and so I was like. At first I saw the thumbnail, which is like such good marketing. Like, just the fact that I wanted to click on a video from a person who I've never watched a video from, and I'm like, I want to know where they moved to. Like, I really want to know.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
moved to Philly, and then they moved to Philly for a little bit, and then they moved to Raleigh, which is where
Why didn't we go and find them while we were in Philly?
You know, there's a panty. They didn't tell anyone. I also don't really watch her.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's true. But I don't know. She's cool. And she got her start on BuzzFeed, which I feel like she's one of, like, the few super successful YouTubers who, like, left from BuzzFeed and, like,
I wanted
successful.
To be on BuzzFeed so badly. Like,
yeah,
I wanted
but I think
to
they
be.
Treat their people very poorly.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that at the time. I was, like, a fucking child. I was, like,
you
10
were, like,
years
old. I want to make quizzes and tell people what Harry Potter house they are. And get
literally.
Paid for
well,
it.
That was one of the reasons why I wanted to go, like, why I changed my major and everything was because my professor's son was. He worked at BuzzFeed as a producer, and you're ridiculous.
I can't be there. Like, I feel like I look like such a dork. Anyway, go ahead.
I mean, you do, but he was a producer at BuzzFeed, and he, like, made a viral video where it was, like, this guy eats fruit for the very first time, and it's, like, him trying. Yes, and then, like, Cody Ko reacted to it, and I think he was a little bit salty with Cody. And I just, like, after seeing him speak in my class, and no one was interested because it was an advertising class, and no one was interested in what he was doing because he was literally a content creator and, like, a producer. And I was the only person who was, like, asking questions, like, super interested. And I, like, went up to him and I was like, listen, I have a YouTube channel. Like, I really want to pursue this. I only have, like, 300 subscribers. Like, this is something I really want to do, though. I sent him my videos. I asked him for advice. I asked him a lot of questions. He was so kind to me. His name is Chris Guerra, and he's awesome. And he, like, gave me all this advice. And then that's when I decided to switch my major, get out of advertising, and then go into that world. The reason that I bring up that no one gave a shit was because, like, I knew from that moment, like, ooh, all the people in this class literally care about advertising. Like, they don't mm-hmm. care about content creation. And I don't care about advertising. I care about
content creation.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that was really cool. And so I was, like, obsessed with BuzzFeed. And then there was another girl who went to, well, woman, who went to Temple. And she's in BuzzFeed.
Who's that?
Her name starts with a Q. I forget.
Oh, Quinta?
Yeah.
Yes, she... I don't think she didn't graduate from Temple, though, but Temple tried to claim her one time. It was so funny. Temple tried to claim, like, six people who were, like, famous, like, celebrities, and all of them, like, didn't graduate from Temple, but they went there for, like, a little bit. And
they tried to claim everyone.
A few of them were angry. Yeah, I know.
They claim, well, I don't know if Diplo graduated from Temple, but he went there, claimed Diplo. Mm-hmm. Jesse Williams, I saw him speak live. And then I found out later on that everyone, like, hated him.
Yes. And I was like... He did something really bad, but I can't remember exactly what
it
was.
And I had, like, no idea. And I, like, really enjoyed his speech. And who else? I mean, Caitlin Allen. Temple loves Caitlin Allen. Yeah.
Yes.
Temple... I used to live in the same building as him. And I would see him around. And my roommate used to always freak out and be like, there's Caitlin. He's checking into the building because he lives here. And I was like... I don't know who he is. And then so she showed me his videos and I was like, this guy's so cool. And then he, like, moved to LA shortly after that.
I know. And doesn't he follow you?
Uh-huh.
On Twitter? Yeah. Icon. I took a class where he spoke at it. And I don't know. Yeah. He just talked about his, like, LA journey and stuff.
Yeah. He seems like a very, like, nice, humble guy who's, like, very grateful
he's
for
really
everything
cool.
that he has. I like that. I like people who, like, are just, like, forever grateful for, like, their lives changing. Like, they don't take it for granted. For, like,
I feel bad for Caitlin because I feel like Caitlin's in a position right now where he kind of has to, like, act, like, okay with the things that happened with, like, Ellen and stuff because it's like his career is, like, based in that and, like,
that's not
I feel
easy
bad for
anyone who works there. Like, anyone who works there, like, that's, like, their whole, like, livelihoods and careers and stuff like that. And that's rough.
Yeah. Anyway.
When are you moving to LA, Jake?
Stop. Actually, I really want to talk about that because
that's why I brought it up. This was a segue. And
that was a really
beautiful, like,
that was a great segue, Nicole.
Thank you.
But people keep asking me that. And it's so annoying because I feel like I tweeted about it that I feel like I'm living in Groundhog Day because I will tell these people that I do not know, like, one day and, like, That's the story I'm going with. I'm like, I don't know, hopefully by the end of the year. And they will literally ask me every single day that, like, at work. Work is really where
do you think they're doing it in, like, a mean way?
Yes, because they're also patronizing with it. I actually work with somebody who is...
like, oh, you're still here? When yes. are you going to move to LA?
Yeah, they're like, so Jake, when's the big move happening? And I'm like...
like, they don't believe you that it'll happen.
Yes, like, exactly. And that's annoying. Yeah, because all of them have been working at my job for, like, 10 years, and they're all in their 30s. And I'm like, I'm sorry that this is on... this is not what I aspire to.
Right.
Right? So, and so that's what really annoys me. Yes, I'm literally...
sorry, I have to sip from my gallon.
You're fine. But I'm, like, literally using this job as a means to ensure myself a job out in L.A.
Yeah.
Because I plan like to transfer with them. They're not understanding
that... yeah, they don't understand that you're literally working to move there.
Move there, exactly. And, like, I'm very close to having saved up as much money as I wanted to so that I can... which, like, I hit a lot faster, and it's because grocery stores are in at least... I don't know what state it is that is regulating this... but grocery store employees are getting, like, an extra bonus, which is, like, mandated because they are working during the pandemic. And so I'm making the money a lot faster, and plus I'm working literally full-time. So I made, like, I'm almost to my goal, and I made it a lot faster. So now I can, like, start to consider, like, buying a car to, like, actually go out there with.
And the potty?
And the potty is, oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the potty is helping definitely with that for sure, which is nice. But it is, like, so annoying. And I think everybody out of college has had this experience. Maybe not so much, like, you or, you know, people who have graduated now who aren't, like, necessarily, like, in, like, a public workforce. It's because of, like, the pandemic.
Yeah.
But, like, when you leave college, everybody expects you to, like, have answers to things, and I don't mind having answers to things, but it's the fact that I keep getting asked when I say that I don't know, and the fact that the response back is so annoying. They're like, you know, it's expensive to live out there. I'm like, no dip. Like, thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you for letting me know. Nobody has told me that yet, and I'm thank you so much. You just saved me, like, so much trouble. You know what? I will reconsider. I'm not gonna move anywhere. I'm just gonna stay here and work at this job because I'm so scared of going poor. Exactly.
I hate when people tell you, like, something that, like, for example, like, the that's expensive thing. Like, I had a guy tell me, like, a few months ago, he was just very fucking narcissistic and literally pretended to be from, you know who I'm talking about, pretended to be from New York City. I didn't find out that this kid was not from New York City until, like, months into, like, being his
that's
acquaintance
funny.
Friend. And he literally is from Connecticut. And I'm like, I'm not from fucking New York City. Yeah. I literally thought, and oh my, he's been telling me this for years. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And I just recently found out that he's not even from New York City, telling me that, like, if I actually want to move to New York City, that I'm a fucking idiot. If I want to move to Manhattan, I'm a dumbass. Like, things are so expensive out there, I can't afford it. And I'm like, how do you know what I can or cannot afford? Just because you are currently not making any money because you're a dick to work with, and I am having a job that is, and I'm not going to tell you how much I'm making because you don't deserve to know. You don't deserve to be in my life.
Yeah.
But now you have to tell me stuff like I'm a dumbass for moving. And I'm just like, I'm going to still do that. Like, weren't you the same person who asked me to move with you into a big fucking Team 10 house in California?
Yo, yeah.
Tell you that he asked me that?
You did.
Consistently asked me. He's like, well, I am moving to the West Coast, and if you need a place to live, like, just let me know. And I was like, I'm not living with 10 of your buddies. I'm not
doing like,
that.
Yeah, it's just like, and like the whole thing where he fronted like he was from New York, like, that's such, like, a clout chasing thing to do. Yeah. He's just trying to, like, make himself seem cool so that you will, like, be friends with him or, like, be close to him or something. That's so annoying.
He told me that he was from a really, really, like, rough place, and he, like, really, like, ran the streets. Finding out that he's literally from the suburbs of fucking Connecticut, I was like,
yeah, yikes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Like, the second smallest state ever.
That's isn't funny. Charlie D'Amelio from Connecticut?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think she is, but
that's such a mess. And
I want
to
hold my water,
but
I
do think you
podcast.
Should listen to your financial advisor and not shit talk him on the podcast. Like, how do you know how much I make? And it's like, Mihaly's like, well, you hired me to.
My financial advisor's like, well, you literally just told me like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He is a very nice man. The man that I'm. I don't want to say I'm talking to him.
We're not talking.
He's. I have phone calls with him because he's my financial.
Oh, wow.
He's financially advising.
You should start a third podcast where it's like Nicole Raffi's finances. And it's just like you and your financial advisor.
And he like doesn't consent to being on the podcast at all. Exactly. Like he has no idea. And I'm like spilling all these like tips and advice about finances. And then he's like, this is all private. Like at the beginning of every phone call, he's like, this is all very, what's the word? This is all private.
Confidential.
No, confidential. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, of course. And I'm just like,
yeah. And he's like, I gotta give you a lot of credit.
Did I tell you that he said that?
Yeah, you said he kept saying that to you. He's like, gotta give you a lot of credit.
I was like, for finding wait, a financial advisor. Are you my financial advisor? Because he said that
exposed.
A lot. He said that a lot in the beginning of the call. He's like, I gotta give you so much credit. And I was like, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're so like, please give me credit. I'm doing a great job.
I need it really badly.
Yeah, exactly.
I need validation. But that's very annoying about your coworkers, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's just like, well, and I work with someone who is like, literally almost in her 40s. I'm not gonna name names. Nobody would even know who she is.
Yeah,
but she's an actress. She's an actress who like who is like equity is what they call like she does theater and like so we relate on like that level. And she is probably the most patronizing of all of them. And she is the one that asks me every day when I'm moving. And I think it's because she does Renaissance fairs now and didn't amount to what she thought she was going to, and so she has to, like, try to bring me down for, like, having aspirations and, like, having, like, a dream. I hate when people call things, like, your dream. It's so stupid.
No, that's very, very frustrating. I don't like it when people talk down on people who, like, want to do that kind of stuff. Like, when anybody comes to me and they want to start YouTube, I'm more than willing to give all the advice that I, like,
yeah. But I think sometimes people, when you're in a position, like, you know, I've already had, like, people approach me about, like, oh my gosh, like, you started a podcast, and, like, they're, like, I'm thinking of starting one, and stuff like that. And it's, like, they want you to, like, do it for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sometimes. No, no.
That's, like, a mess.
I understand what you mean. Like, I know completely what you mean, because it would feel so much easier, like, it feels... when you're starting out, it feels like, oh my God, it could all be so simple if this person told me everything and every little thing. Like, I remember another YouTuber talking about this, like, when they first started learning how to edit, like, people in their life would be like, can you show me all of, like, these little things? And it's like, the beauty of editing and, like, starting making content is learning how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much more gratifying and satisfying when you figure out, like, your own style or, like, learn what you like. Like,
yeah.
What are you going to say?
Agreed. Well, you know what I'm going to say, and I'm probably going to add the effect right now, but we're going to have a lot of earthquake, red, like, zoom in on somebody's face and, like, shaking of the camera.
Okay.
Because that's my personal, that's what I like in a YouTube video.
When I started my YouTube channel and I would do a lot of those, Jake would be like, you're such a good editor. All of these
earthquake. Literally, level. I'd be like, Nicole, this video, gold. You are so good at editing. And she's like, I liked my thumbnail. And I'm like, well, I liked all the earthquakes. And I liked when the sound went. Yeah.
No, but you probably can. Well, Adam asked me, he was like, so if Jake's editing the podcast, like, does he know how to edit videos yet? And I said, no, I'm going to, like, talk to him, like, one day this week. And, like, I'm going to show him, like, tips and tricks and stuff on how to do it.
Nicole's giving me all the industry secrets.
Yeah. And he's like, so I guess you could call it potty training. Yeah. So anyway, I'm potty training you this week.
That's genius. He's so funny.
Yeah. He's great with that. He would.
Why? He's such a dad.
Yeah, he would come up with all these, like, stupid, like, puns, and whenever anyone needed anything. Like, for example, we had a volleyball team, and all of them would have funny names. Like, when I had a volleyball team in college, like, it was intramural my freshman year, and I barely got put into the games, and it was, like, my whole, like, floor. I was like, Adam, I really need a name for this, like, to make it funny. You literally look like you're dead. Like, are you okay? Like, you're making, like, no facial expression. You're barely moving. And you're going to watch this back and be like, oh my God, was I dead?
I am dead.
I just can't take you fucking seriously with the, like, it's good. It looks nice. I like it. I like Thank the tie you. A lot. I just can't, like, let's never do this again.
What, dress up?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell me you were wearing a sweatshirt. I could have put on a sweatshirt and put this blazer on.
Well, I did it intentionally because you were like, no sweatshirt.
I didn't say no sweatshirt. I said not sweats.
I didn't realize that when I look head on into the camera, I literally look like a fucking egg.
Egg.
Like, literally, like, it's just so slicked back. I need to be at an angle.
Much Nicole, better. You act like you've never been on, like, you never, like, did YouTube before or been on camera.
Because I'm trying not to look at the camera at all. I'm trying not to focus on that.
Oh, no. I mean, like, you saying that you look like an egg.
Oh. but.
I'm like, have you no, ever seen a picture of yourself? I'm just kidding.
I was like, Adam, I need, like, a funny volleyball pun name for our whole volleyball team name. And so we called it Set on My Face.
I love that.
Per Adam's.
Kind of disgusting, but.
There was funnier ones. Like, there was other ones. Sorry, my nose is so itchy. Whenever I do my makeup, my nose is so itchy and I can't help it. And I'm trying not to do that, but I literally, like, can't. Sorry.
Whenever I'm in a, whenever I stream and I'm in, like, a stressful situation on stream, like, playing a video game, my nose starts to itch and I start going, I'm so sorry. I don't know why this keeps happening. It's true. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's just every time I do my makeup, and I was telling Adam, and he's like, maybe it's because you're putting literal dust up your nose. Not. Well, okay, no. I just meant I was powdering, like I was using setting powder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not drugs.
No.
That'd be crazy.
No.
Stormy baby.
Okay, we have one video that we want to show.
Yes.
Please one show important us. Video. Well, I'm playing it, Jake.
Stormy baby. Stormy. 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 Stormy baby.
So, it's the stupid little filter that I'm obsessed with from Instagram, and I can't.
I'm obsessed with it too. It's so funny.
I love it so much, and I can't stop using it. It's the puffy face, I think it's called.
Pillow face,
yeah. And it makes you super just like you're fillered up. Like, you just
I'm
full
filled.
Of filler. Yep, yeah. Just, like,
Nicole,
yeah.
But the funny thing about that is I think your cheekbones look the same in that filter.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
It's really just
I think
the lips
I have,
for you.
I think I have okay cheekbones. Like, I'm not mad about it. Okay, now that I'm looking at these girls and I'm looking at myself in the viewfinder, I see, yeah. Yeah, I
you
get
see
it
what
from
I'm talking
my,
about.
If there's a photo of me, my mom, and my grandma all together on Easter one year, and all of our cheekbones look exactly the same. And they're just, we just have a lot of cheek. Oh. And I remember one time my professor told me that I'm exotic and that he can tell because of my cheekbones, like he can tell that I'm Middle Eastern. And like in the back of my head, I was just like, this is from my mom's side. Like, this is from my, like, Polish side. But, like, yeah go off, I guess.
My
like,
European side.
You sure know me. But anyway, this video is hilarious. And then my favorite comment of all of them, someone commented, store me, baby.
I love it.
S-T-O-R-E.
M-E.
M-E.
Comma,
baby. And I love that.
No, the way that I thought that that video was, literally when you showed it to me first, I thought that that was Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner. And I can't lie. Like, I was just so, and then I went, wait, who are these people? Because I looked at, like, the actual profile, and obviously it wasn't, like, verified.
Yeah.
And so I was so confused.
Yeah, Stormy, baby.
Stormy, baby. Stormy baby.
Sorry, I honestly didn't take my omega-3s. All my literal pills are
so
right
good.
Here.
that's like a cute little dish.
Thank you. This is the little bowl that I put all my pills in the morning, and then I forget to take them, and so they just sit
and you walk
here
around
and then,
with it.
I walk around with it all day, and I'm like, okay, I have to take these at 6
today. I have to take these, yeah.
And then sometimes, unfortunately, Clementine gets into my omega-3, but she hasn't had one since. But this is my omega-3, for anyone who's wondering. I love these capsules. Oh, that's what it looks like. Yeah, I just want to, like, squish them. Like,
wait, thank God we are on video so that you can finally show everybody what your omega-3 looks like.
Hey, guys, just in case you guys were wondering if I actually do take my omega-3, here's proof.
Are you going to take it on camera?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So here's proof that it exists. She has omega-3 pills.
Right. Shit. Oh, I was going to talk about the filter because I kept posting videos and photos of me with that stupid, like, pillow face filter because I thought it was just, like, funny, whatever. I love filters on Instagram so much. I have so many saved. And whenever people are like, where do you find good ones? I honestly don't search them. I will just steal them from everyone. Like, once someone, like, posts one, I'm like, save if I like it automatically. So I love the filters. And I was posting it, and obviously in full sarcasm, this is something I'm trying to work on, but I'm trying not to tell people I'm kidding anymore. I'm trying not to explain myself anymore because it takes away from things, first of all, but also I need to understand that not everyone's going to get the fucking joke, and that's okay. Like, it's really okay. However, I made a joke, and it was obviously me in a full face of makeup because I had a full face of makeup on, and on top of that, the filter, and I made a comment something like, I don't understand why girls will wear makeup all the time. Why can't more people be natural like me? Like, I'm about to go to the grocery store, fresh face, no makeup. Why can't more women be natural and be themselves?
Like, just which be is obviously yourself. Ironic. Like, if anybody knows you, you literally just made a video called I Hate Men. So, like, why would you have, like, that mentality? You know what I mean?
And I got quite a few. And I thought, like, someone messaged me and they're like, I'm waiting for people to take you seriously. Like, I'm waiting for people to not know that you're kidding. And I was like, God, I hope not, because this is, like, an awful thing for someone to think that I'm not kidding about. It happened. Someone said that I'm ugly for that, and that is so...
Who would do that? That's ridiculous.
Wait, hold on. I'll get into that in a second. What about you? But someone was like, wow, what you said on this photo is so ugly of you. Like, that is so awful. Maybe some of us just want to wear makeup. Like, and I was like, I'm kidding. I'm literally kidding. I have a full face of makeup on here. I'm literally only going to the grocery store today. And that, like, I'm all for people doing whatever the fuck they want. And I hate that I can't, like, joke about it. But it's okay. Like, it's okay. I just need to understand that sometimes my jokes just don't, you know, get understood all the time. And I'm trying to work on either making that more clear or just not explaining myself sometimes.
And I like to act like I don't get your jokes. Like, like, it's funny and ironic for the two of us to be like those people that we are talking about right now, like, to each other. And we do that all the time. We're like, this is not funny. But, like, we know that we're being stupid.
Right. So I posted one photo on my story of me with the filter on and everything. And then the next photo was bullied. Me, like, without the filter. No. The next photo was me without the filter. And
somebody bullied you.
Someone bullied me. Someone wrote, you're so pretty on the one with me with the filter. And then on the one without the filter, they then said, oh, with the side face. Wow. I got hundreds of DMs saying, like, this person's awful, this guy's stupid, like, don't listen to him, never trust a guy with a name starting with J, this period. Is so disgusting, Nicole, you're so beautiful, like, don't take it to heart. Guys, it was Jake. It was literally Jake.
Calm down. First of all, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, clearly, if they don't know it's you, then that means that they're not following you nor listening to the podcast. I'm going to take my omega-3 so that I can remember for the rest of the podcast episode.
Okay, go ahead. Nicole, that people are so, like, it's exactly what you were describing. They just, you know, if you're, they're not in on the joke. And you know
that's
what? Okay. You had to put that horrible person who was bullying you on blast
for
the world to see, you know? And you know what? He got what was coming to him, which was, like, maybe one or two DMs about it and a ton of followers.
But then, but then when I posted it on my story, Jake wrote, you're still ugly. Which then people were like, they got especially angry about that. And I'm so happy that people would defend me like that to no end. That makes me so feeling like I feel loved because of that.
Yeah.
And fuck good you, Jake. You.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
Nicole. Yeah. I'll be honest, everybody. Nicole knows that she's pretty.
Yeah. Look at me.
Do you?
I don't feel like I'm like an insecure person about my looks. At least not at all.
You are very pretty. You're a very pretty person.
Oh my god, thank you. Please stop flirting with me. I have a boyfriend. This
oh my gosh, going I'm so on sorry. The is he listening to this?
He listens to our podcast.
Like, does he?
Like, he tries to catch up, yeah. Aww. He's just so busy right now with all of his, like, little mechanical engineering things. He's creating a spice rack right now, like a mechanical engineered spice rack, so he's very busy lately.
Oh my gosh. Is that what mechanical engineering college is all about?
Well, it's like he has a business. Like, he has to create a business, and he has to create a product. And so they're actually creating this, like, automatic spice maker.
That's cool.
I know. It's really cool.
And he's
it's
a cool like, guy. Working out. Yeah, Adam, if you're listening to this, whenever you listen to this, please text me. I don't care if you end up listening to this in 2025, but text me, hey, Jake, just listen to this podcast episode. Miss you, bro. I wanted to talk about another pillow face. Oh, wait, I don't think I sent it to you, though. Oh, so disappointing. I'm going to insert it here.
Okay, we're going to wait till a few more people get on.
Oh, y'all are so pretty. Thank you.
Oh,
where'd you get the ring? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's David Yurman. Mm-hmm. David Yurman.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, you're so pretty. You're so pretty. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I always get really, really nervous to go on. Oh, no, I have a voicemail. I'm nervous. I put my you literally look ridiculous right now. You actually look like you're supposed to be in like Spy Kids or something. You're checking your fucking Apple Watch the way that you were doing it in your little suit. You were like,
who's the one who bullies who in this friendship? You tell me. Okay. In the comments below, we can finally say that.
in the comments below. It's really warm in my room. I really don't want to be in this.
It is pretty warm in my room as well. But you know
that's what this podcast is coming down to. People were like, I love this podcast. It's so funny. Nicole and Jake bring out all of the laughs. I can't stop laughing. And now it's like, it is pretty warm in my room. Yeah, it is pretty warm.
I'm like, how's the weather over there? You're like, it's nice.
It's very humid, so I can't breathe.
Cool. So did you have any college stories?
I literally breathed in at the exact same time that you spoke.
I just don't think like that.
College? I don't remember her.
Okay. Yeah, that's why when you texted me, you were like,
I was like,
do you have anything to talk about tomorrow? And you were like, college stories? Question mark. And I was like, I literally blocked out 90% of that.
What are you going to do for the intro this time?
I don't know. I usually just make it up when I'm there in the moment. Yeah, but I'll probably do something more fun than what I've been doing, which is just being lazy. And
Jake, I think that you should do some homework and listen to some other podcasts just for funsies.
Okay, why don't you tell me some podcasts to listen to?
Okay, Frenemies, because
we don't want to give them free promo. I'm just kidding.
Absolutely not. We are giving all the free promo.
You think I should listen? I've listened to part of Frenemies, like some of it, but I'm not going to go back and listen to all 29 episodes. That's not going to happen.
You should, because it's just like there's such a lack of creative content on the internet right now, and it just fuels me every single Tuesday. I feel like revived. Like I'm like in my little comatose like that I was yesterday because I called Jake and I could barely open my left eye and he's like, what's going on with you? Like, you don't seem yourself. And I'm like, I'm just so exhausted because I took a 4-mile walk. I ate my sticky rice. I took a very hot shower. I'm like incapable of like functioning right now. And then Frenemies got posted. I'm like, I'm like awake.
Is that why you were like literally like caffeinated last night showing me your makeup?
I you're like, I was awakened. I was summoned. No, I like that. You should definitely listen to Call Her Daddy. I feel like you would really like Call Her Daddy. I don't really like Call Her Daddy, if I'm being completely honest, for reasons that I'm not going to get into on this episode. However, I remember my manager was like, oh, you definitely should listen to Call Her Daddy. Like, it's hilarious. Like, it's really funny. And I'm like, okay, like, I guess I'll listen. And then I get into my car, like, full blast. Like, my parents are in the backyard. It's like, it's time for Call Her Daddy. Suck his dick. And like, I was just like, and I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know if I can listen to this. And then, you know how you can hear other people, like if people call someone on the phone in the parking lot or something like that, like pulling into like the Target parking yes. lot. And it's like, so when you're sucking his dick, and I'm like, okay, I can't like listen to this podcast in public anymore. And so the other
It's day, like watching Game of Thrones, like.
Is it bad like, on Game your of laptop. Thrones?
It's just like a lot of things happening. And it's like if you watched Orange is the New Black, like on a flight.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, you can't like, watch Orange is the New Black.
I can't do this year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I felt. And then the other day, I had a really, really, really bad migraine. I got stranded an hour outside of sometimes I feel bad repeating stories because I talk about it on my personal podcast. But anyway, I was like an hour away from home because I went to Trader Joe's and I decided to drive out, whatever, have a good time. Started to get a migraine, almost passed out in the parking lot. Didn't know how I was going to get home. Music was irritating me, but I needed something on the ride home so that I didn't like listen to the hum of my car. So I put on Free the Girls podcast, which is with Claudia Walsh that I told you about and her friend Devora. And I really liked her.
I'm Devora.
No. She's better than you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
And, like, they have a great...
No, what was I thinking?
They have a great podcast. Don't get me wrong. But I'm, like, stuck in the middle of nowhere and, like, in traffic. And then they're just like, yeah. And then when you're fucking sucking his dick. And I'm like, not again. Like, we're here again. But I
with a migraine, like, unable to see. You're like, no.
Right. But I needed
like
to
that,
listen.
It's like that, when you were driving to Trader Joe's, it was like that TikTok sound where he's like, ah! And, like, everything goes blurry. Wait, no, you filmed that on TikTok already.
Dang what?
Your, like, adventure. I remember you were like, this is a day in my life. And I'm like, this is not a day in Nicole's life. This is a very special day in Nicole's life.
Yeah, it was called a me day.
Was it the me? Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, you're right. I was like, because a day in your life is like, I sat at my desk.
Yeah, I literally said today is a special day. It's a me day.
That's what it was, yeah.
And then everything bad happened. But, I mean, I was fine, but I was like, I just need to listen to two girls with nice voices so that I can listen all the way home. So I am driving on the highway. Maybe some families can hear me because my car, you know, the sound of it and everything. But I just didn't care anymore. If the neighboring car heard me and you know, not me, but heard Claudia and Devora go, yeah, when you're sucking his dick, then, like, it's fine. Because it was, like, yeah. soothing and relaxing, and it felt really nice to drive to it. So, thank you. Shout out to Free the Girls podcast. So
I listen to a podcast, but I don't do it regularly. Actually, I used to listen to Welcome to Nightingale. Do you know that podcast?
No.
Oh, it's, like, it's not, like, a real, like, podcast. It's, like, a podcast from, like, a mythical town that doesn't exist. And they have, like, literally hundreds of episodes, but they were really popular back when we were in high school. I listened to that for a bit, and then I listened to this podcast, which is called My Stupid Podcast, and it's all about John Mayer's music.
Oh my God, that is fucking stupid.
Thank you. Whatever. Don't act like if somebody came out with a podcast called
say it.
I don't know, something funny, something Billie Eilish pun, and it was all about Billie Eilish's music, or like The Strokes. Like if there was like a podcast all about The Strokes music, don't act like you wouldn't listen to it.
I'm gonna make it myself. I want to make my own Strokes podcast where I can dissect every
you can call piece. It The Adults Are Talking.
Ooh, but it's just me. That's funny.
The wait. Adult is talking.
Wait, now people are gonna steal that.
Not if I
don't think that I won't.
I'm putting it in.
Don't think that I won't. And all that I'll do every single episode, if I did create a podcast like that, all that it would be is like, okay, so today we are going to be dissecting the song Chances by The Strokes. I love it. I just think it sounds so good. And it reminds me of this stupid little time in my life. It reminds me of me driving to the gym when I was in high school and I was sad. But now I'm not sad anymore. So it's really nostalgic. That's how I would describe every single song.
That is probably true. But I have no thinking that people would probably enjoy that.
People ask me to make a whole episode on The Strokes, but I don't know what there is to talk about. And I feel like by me reiterating the same stuff over and over again, I feel like I'm like boring people to death.
Well, wait.
Would you listen?
No. sorry, I was putting on lip balm.
Claudia Zalewski and Phineas deleted all of their podcast episodes except one, and I am literally
why?
Not okay.
Did they break up?
No, they kept the one episode called How We Met. So I'm assuming...
Why did they delete all of it, though?
I don't know. Everyone's DMing me, asking me the same question, but I just don't have the answer to that.
You're like, sadly, I'm not friends with either of them.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Not yet, but I will be, and then I'll ask, and then I'll let you guys know. I honestly, I have a feeling that it might be because they maybe released too much personal information, or maybe people started pulling stuff out from it. But, like, it's just crazy, because I feel like I was complaining about YouTube being so dry, and then literally, like, 7 people got canceled all in 1 week. And not saying that Claudia and Phineas are getting canceled or anything, but I just wouldn't be surprised if something were to happen and they were just, like, concerned about stuff being in the podcast. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think it's about time that there was, like, a new generation of, like, YouTubers and stuff.
Me, bitch. It's me. It's my time. It's my turn. I literally tweeted about it. I was like, this is why I will be the best next David Dobrik. Reason number one, I will never film with anyone but myself. And that is a promise. Reason number two.
Ever again.
Reason number two, I will not laugh like that. And that's it. And that's why I would be a better David Dobrik. Wow.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But also, no, I was thinking about this while I was eating my little lunch before this call. How I always said that I would never ever film with anyone, or I would never do a podcast with anyone or anything. And you are the only person I would ever do that with.
Cut, print. This is it. That's the end. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. Oh my gosh. Well, we don't like film though. And like, it was never like any video that we've, the only video that we've done where we like sat down and filmed was the oat milk one.
Yeah. But I would do that again with you is what I'm saying. Like
oh,
I
you would.
No, I'm saying like I created a podcast with you. Like obviously like that's like I told myself I would never do that. But I said it, the only person I would ever create a podcast with is Jake. I said that to you. I literally said that to you at the morning dining hall over mac and cheese.
It's true. You're like, "Hey Jake, I just want you to know that if I were to ever do a podcast, I would do it with you."
Sometimes
and then you went and started your own podcast.
Sometimes I wonder if this podcast is terrible because we just talk about so much about a pod, like our podcast, if that makes sense.
Honestly, this is like the pod, it's like we are like podcastception. Like if you wanted to hear us talk about our podcast on the podcast where we're talking about our podcast, you come to hear.
But what I'm trying to say is that like I would do that with you, and that's saying a lot because there is no one else that I would do that. Like, I don't mind, like, one day having people on my channel or making videos with people or, like, a collab or something like that. I really don't mind that. But I, my views on creating content with people have changed significantly. Like,
after
I think that
the incident.
I think that there's this, like, yeah. I think that there's this, like, misconception with YouTube, or at least, like, old school YouTube, that the way to rise to the top and the way to get big and the way to become successful, you have to do it with others.
Yeah.
And you have to do it with another person, and, like, it requires you to network and all this kind of stuff, and I don't like that, and I never, ever did, and so I'm so happy that I was able to do it on my own without doing that.
Well, yeah, I think just that we're just entering, like, a new era of YouTube where back when Grace Helbig, Hannah Hart, Mamrie Hart, who else? Tyler Oakley, Joey Graceffa, Shane Dawson, all these people who would literally have, like, their whole, oh, like, Zoella,
All the people that I used to watch.
Exactly. All the people that we used to watch, it was always, like, we would watch their videos because they did, like, these sit-down videos where they would sit right next to each other with, like, a backdrop, and they would just, like, talk about things, or like they would try the little, which I've always wanted to try, the poppin' cookin'. They would like
do
those videos.
Poppin' cooking
videos. I've never had a poppin' cooking anything, and I want one so bad.
I haven't either, but that is dead ass ASMR.
It is.
It was. Yeah. It was 100%. Yeah, no, I agree. I think with it, I think we didn't know a lot about these people's like personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
At all. You know what I mean? I want to do, honestly, we should do like an episode like this. If not here, then on my personal one, or fuck, I'll do it on both, or maybe even a YouTube video. Let's do it all. I would love, and I told Adam this all the time, I would love to talk about the history of like YouTubers, how it came to be now. Like,
I would love to do that.
I'm not even talking about drama, but like, for example, like you should watch Smokey Glow on YouTube. She does evolution of videos. So she did like an evolution of David Dobrik, evolution of lifestyle relatable YouTubers, evolution of. And
that's incredibly interesting to me. Love that.
Oh,
yes.
Watch her videos there, because the evolution of videos are literally an hour long. They're like episodes and stuff.
Wow.
And they're so good. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, I just want to, like, dive deep into, like, why YouTube is what the fuck it is today and, like, the evolution of how it's changed so much. And, like, it's just so interesting because I watch these people grow up and, like, you thought that you knew so much about, like, Tyler Oakley's life, but turns out we, like, knew nothing about it. But you felt like you knew these people and, like, this parasocial relationship that happened and, like, how I want to be different on my channel, but I don't know how to do that and I don't know how to channel, like, old school YouTube with new, like, I'm figuring it out, like, as I go and everything. But it's just really, really interesting to me because now some of my favorite, like, influencers and YouTubers who, I don't want to use the word fell off, but they quite literally stopped doing YouTube and now have pursued other careers.
Yeah.
Like, a good example of this is Alexa Losey. She used to be, like, friends with, like, Claudia Saluski. I mean, I'm sure she still is and stuff, but she used to be friends with that whole squad. And now she works in something to do with marketing, I think. And she still lives in, like, the same apartment that she used to many, many years ago. And she still is, like, kind of an influencer, even though she deleted all of her YouTube videos. She's not making videos anymore, but she's still, like, around on Instagram. Now she's new on TikTok, and she's, like, revealing all these, like, influencer stories, like, these crazy things. She doesn't reveal any names, but she'll talk about, like, one time there was this influencer, she went to, like, a shoot day or something like that. This an influencer showed up really late and they saw Alexa's outfit and they're like, I want to wear that outfit. So they took everything off of Alexa and got the other girl to wear it because that's what, and it just, like, these ridiculous, like, stories that this girl has. And I'm like, wow. And you just never really knew these people's true, like, lives.
Yes. It's like, and I'm not, it's saying like that Jenna Marbles, like, how none of us, We only knew, like, her weird videos that she made where she was, like, talking about, like, remember, like, what, 2008? She was, like, making videos that were very, like, this is how girls, blah, 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 or something.
Yeah.
And it's, like, all funny stuff. Like, that's all you know about a person. And then you just, like, assume that you know, like, their entire personality and everything. Whereas, like, then we learned later on down the line that she's, like, pretty introverted and, like, not really like that, right?
I feel like I could talk about that forever because it's so interesting to me. And then, like, I feel like I'm being part of, like, a deeper dive into the world of it. Like, I feel like I'm, like, a little, what are they called? Like, I feel like I'm an undercover cop. Like, I feel like I'm literally, like, an undercover cop pretending to be this YouTuber now. And, like, I'm not pretending to be a YouTuber, but, like, I'm, like,
conspiracy. Finally Nicole
finding
Ruffy, not really
out all of these, like, I'm finding out all of these, like, secrets and, like, not secrets but, like, insider stuff about being a YouTuber and this entire world. And I, like, it, I can't, like, process that it's, like, happening.
You're about
to
expose
me.
It all.
No, but, like, it's just crazy to me. Like, did I ever think that I would have a conversation with people in, like, my management team about, like, oh, how do you feel about going to VidCon? Like, I never ever thought about, like, having conversations like that. I didn't think that that would ever be in, like, my realm.
Yeah, could you please go to VidCon
if it's happening?
And can you please take me with
to.
You? Because I've always wanted to go to VidCon.
If it's
always.
Happening,
my entire life.
To. Yeah, me too. That's how I felt. Like, Playlist Live, VidCon, like, all that kind of stuff. Even though people hate it nowadays, I just am, like, fascinated by that kind of stuff. And so it's just
back
crazy.
When I was younger, VidCon was, like, it. I used to watch, like, VidCon vlogs, like, everything. Like, I wanted to go to VidCon so bad. I was like, yep, I'm heading to Anaheim, California from New Jersey.
Yep.
I'm like,
I always thought Anaheim
old.
Was in Florida.
No, it's California.
I know, but I always thought Anaheim was in Florida. Oh.
Go
talk.
Get her.
I need to. Go talk.
Well, anyway, I think that it would be a really interesting thing to delve into. I kind of want to know, like, what made YouTube, like, what made the things on YouTube popular when they were popular? Like, The Key of Awesome and all those, all, like, those, you know, Daily Grace and stuff. What about those formats were, made them so popular at the time? Because, like, Grace was really popular and she had, like, segments and, like, different days of the week. And, like, why do daily vloggers, I feel like they have, like, a more, I feel like YouTube has become more loose in, like, its requirements for a video at this point. Because what it used to be was something that was, like, planned. And, like, you always, like, you would sit down and you didn't have a script, but you have things to talk about, like a podcast or something. Or, like, vlogs would be, like, I'm going on a trip. I'm going to vlog my whole trip and stuff like that. But now it's very much, like, you can vlog anything. And people will watch your whole day. And what about right now in the world? Obviously, coronavirus. But what about right now makes it so that people will watch those kinds of videos and those things are popular? What about what about Mamrie Hart, You Deserve a Drink, made that so popular back then? What about Hannah Hart doing her Mind Drunk Kitchen made that so popular back when we were younger, you know?
Yeah, and you know what?
What about PewDiePie makes him so popular?
PewDiePie.
You know? PewDiePie, yes. But like, how did he get that many, you know, like, subscribers?
No, I
agree. And he basically does, but, like, he basically does what everybody else does, you know? And, like, yeah. those gamers, they do the same thing, basically, now, you know?
Yes, and I think that I thought, like, oh, if I ever become a YouTuber, then I would do it right. Like, I would do it better. Like, I have all of these ideas and stuff. Not realizing that once I... Sorry, she's just...
What is she doing?
You'll see it when you look at the video version.
I'm very excited.
Anyway, basically... I thought that I would do it better. Like, I thought, like, oh, if I did this, then I would do it right because I have observed all these people. I have studied them. But then when it's actually your turn and when it's actually your time, you realize that it's really hard to understand things and, like, put yourself back into what mind space or headspace you were years ago when you thought that you would do better because you lack the ability to, like, analyze yourself as much, I feel like. Like, I have a really, really hard time understanding what I look like to other people. Not, like, physical looks, but like
what how you impressions. Come across. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a really, really hard time. And it makes it even harder when I have to stare at myself for hours when I'm filming, stare at myself for hours while I'm editing, stare at myself for hours when I'm rewatching the videos back. And I don't know how people, like, what their first impressions are of me. I don't know what people, like...
I would agree with that. Because, like, I don't know what people's first impression of you, like because I didn't meet you, like, from watching your videos or anything like that. Like, I met you as, like, a real person in real life. Not that you aren't a real, like, I don't know. I guess I would say, like, I don't see, like,
you don't
a lot
see
of a
me
difference
as a
between...
You don't see me as a content creator first. You see me as your friend first.
Yes, as the person that I know from college.
Right, yeah. You never, like, saw me as, like, oh, Nicole has a YouTube channel. Well, also, like, that's not the first impression. I didn't have a YouTube channel when I met you, but, like,
yeah.
Like, there are some people who I have met through, you know, doing YouTube and everything and, like, other influencers or other content creators where, because I don't know them well, I still see them as, like, that person in my mind. Like, an example of this is, like, Bethany Mota. Bethany Mota was the... biggest, like, she is why, like, lifestyle and beauty is what it is today, like, in terms of YouTube and everything, because she was, like, the first YouTuber, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she was the first YouTuber to, like, set the standard for real world, like, brands and everything and of how, like, collaborating can work, because she had that line with Aeropostale, and, like, no one took YouTubers or content creators seriously prior to that. It was all taken seriously because she was a literal YouTuber, and people were like, holy shit, if this girl can do it, then, like, so many others. And then, you know, there's the Jaclyn Hills of the world who created their first makeup collection with Becca, and, like, they are the reason why, like, everything is what it is today. I found out recently that she follows me, Bethany Mota follows me on Instagram. I had no idea, and when I found that out, I was like, I'm sorry, hold on, please hold, I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna say this, I'm really interested in seeing who, like, with each of these things, who made that happen? Like what YouTuber was the catalyst for these, like, changes? I don't think that, I think that right now we're in, like, you match, like, the era of YouTube that we're in right now, where, like, everybody's making, like, you know, they use Procreate to, like, do their, like, to do, like, little artwork on their channels and stuff like that. And, like, they have, like, a, I don't know, I... Because I think that your videos are really similar, like, to Conan Gray, Best Dressed, to, there's, like, this girl, Abby Lucia, who was making, like, Starbucks things. But, like, you two have, like, you all of, like, these people who are kind of in, like, this, like, the similar editing styles and similar video styles where, and, like, similar almost, like, personalities. Because I think that you're a lot, like... like, of the videos that I've seen of Conan Gray's, I think that you possess, obviously, like, your own nuances to a personality like anybody. But, like, Conan Gray was doing, like, was trying to make his life look the same way that I imagine you sometimes making your life look online, you know? And it's not like a bad thing. It's just like, I'm curious who started that. Was it Conan Gray? Who kind of, because he's a huge inspiration. I know that he's an inspiration for you and like how you edit your videos and stuff. But like,
it just
I
makes me laugh because his channel's been dead for so many years.
But like people like that who are like setting the tone for how, for like a new era of YouTube, you know? And I'm curious about how that goes down in all of history.
Yeah. Like the Emma Chamberlain, like she started a whole new genre. Yes. I feel like Conan Gray started a whole new genre, which then influenced Best Dressed to create what the genre is today, which then inspired so many other people. And then the fact, like, it's so interesting. And I have a hard time recognizing where I fall, but I definitely know that the people who I'm fans of, I like to think that I'm kind of similar to them because it's who I'm inspired by.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like, you become like, you mold yourself into that. But then also, I always think about like, what is the next thing? I definitely do see that the future can be a lot of podcasting. I think podcasting is going to be a big thing for at least the next few years. People like long form content. I think it's because of like the time that we're in right now, and people want to be feeling like they're surrounded by conversations and people and like
and
topics.
I think that,
and stuff.
I think that like back in the day, we used to like, because I remember when Tyler Oakley came out with Psychobabble, and I was like, this is so weird. Like, I don't like, back then I was like, this is like podcasts, like nobody's gonna want to sit and listen to a podcast, right? And then I think we've moved, you're right, like to an area, or like to a new form of, I think podcasting has grown in popularity because of the people who started it like that, you know?
And like, my personal goal, like I don't think anyone's personal goal is to bring something new to the internet. Like, I don't or maybe it is, but like, for example, I don't think Emma Chamberlain thought, well, she has talked about it in interviews about how she didn't, she saw a lot of influencers and a lot of like beauty and fashion people, but they were never relatable to her. Like, they were always perfect and they looked good all the time. So that's why she was inspired to not wear makeup in her videos.
And Emma
just
was
be
like,
raw,
I'm going to be ratty.
And like, she did like what she wanted to do, and she felt comfortable with it, and it made more girls feel comfortable with themselves, like without makeup. And I think that started a whole new thing, but I don't think she intentionally was like, I'm going to be the next YouTube star. I'm going to create a whole new genre. I don't think that was ever her intention. I think she just was herself. And I don't think that Conan Gray did that either. I don't think Conan Gray was like, we're lacking artsy vlogs. I'm going to
make an artsy vlog. Yeah,
I think that he just like created that, and it was his way of like coping with whatever was going on in his life, or, you know, the transition he was trying to make into becoming a musician, whatever. I don't think Best Dressed ever imagined, I'm going to put and create cinematic video masterpieces and create this like beautiful long video every single time about fashion. Like, I don't think she like consciously was like, I'm going to start a revolution. It's not a revolution, but like, I don't think she ever thought that she was going to do that, but they all did, and they all did. And like, I mean, I don't have any intention. I personally have like a lot of video ideas for the future where I am still very comfortable making my videos. Like the ideas that are considered to be already well known, I guess. Like, for example, like, I just have some certain ideas that are seen as like weird, I guess. Like, for example, like rating my subscribers' dads, or like DMing my subscribers' crushes. Like, those were all ideas that I thought of on my own. I'm pretty sure I'm the first person to have done that, like on YouTube and stuff. But I didn't do that with the intention of creating like a whole new genre. And I definitely have more ideas like coming forward that I don't think they're a whole new genre, but I'm still enjoying making it. Like, I think if you're trying to create a whole new genre, I think it's going to fail. Like, I think if you're trying to create something consciously,
it has to be
it has to be genuine. So like, I'm not trying to bring something new. If anything, I'm trying to bring like comfort, because it's what I want to see. Like, I miss Conan Gray. I miss Best Dressed. And to be completely honest, Emma Chamberlain doesn't make the exact same content that she used to a few years ago, which is fine. Like, she's grown up. But like, Conan Gray and Best Dressed have like stepped away from YouTube, it seems like, pretty much kind of altogether for the time being. Yeah. So like, I miss that kind of stuff. So I would love to take pieces of that and like bring it back while I'm on here. But I'm not trying to, like, be the next Shit, I'd love to be the next David Dobrik by not making any videos similar to David Dobrik. That's for sure. But yeah. But if people want to give me David Dobrik's channel and just, like, the subscriber amount, like, that's fine, too.
That's cool. Yeah, you're good with that.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll, yeah.
Well, Nicole, no. Look at, I think we should definitely consider making
this a podcast episode.
Making a podcast episode or anything, I really don't care. But I think that it would be really interesting for us to talk about this. But we'd need to do some research.
I mean, yeah. No, and we could have certain people that we talk about and stuff. I would love to, like, create, like, an installment of that. Because, like, I
want to do it. I would watch that if you made it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love Adam and everything, but he just didn't grow up watching YouTube. He doesn't know who
I know.
These people
I grew
are.
Up watching YouTube. This is perfect.
Yeah, great. No, he just doesn't know who I'm, like, talking about. And he knows everything about, like, Best Dressed and Conan Gray now because I talk about them with him. But he doesn't, like, sit down in his free time and, like, watch their videos unless I, like, ask him to. And I'm like, you need to watch this for research purposes because I want to talk about it later. But, yeah, no, I completely agree.
Say your thing.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening or watching today's podcast episode. If you guys like this podcast, make sure to leave a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app because it helps us out so much. Leave us 5 stars because we'll give you a fat kiss. And if you like the YouTube video version of it, you can leave it a like. You can subscribe to this channel. You can follow us on all of our social medias. We'll be linked down below or in the description. Follow us on our Instagram page, Talk Nasty Podcast. And don't be too mean to us because this was Jake's ideas for our outfits. My outfits will be better in the coming future. I can't promise that, but maybe.
This is a cute outfit. I don't understand.
Oh my God, thank you so much. This blazer's my mom's. She gave it to me. So
it's really, I like,
their shoulder
pads. I would wear this like to really? Something. Yeah, I like
I
know.
I feel like Gigi or Bella Hadid, but the shoulder pads, I kind of feel like I have to.
Do people like sweats or like hoodies and blazers already? Oh, so Gigi okay, Hadid I was like, I think like, you're starting something.
No, Gigi Hadid does it like all the time.
That's a little upsetting. All right, I do have a little.
Or like, hey, I mean Hailey Bieber, but yes, continue.
Hailey Bieber, yeah. All right, this little review comes from Dragon Lover 14.
Nice.
Yeah. So thanks, Dragon Lover. I absolutely love listening to these podcasts. They are I need to read the title. Okay. Yeah, I absolutely love listening to both of this pod.
Nice.
Okay. I absolutely love listening to both of these podcasts. They are definitely my favorite. Hearing both of your perspectives in certain things and the hilarious stories you share is awesome to listen to. I do have a question though. For I saw your tweet, are you okay? Do you guys record this long distance? If so, how? Again, these are my two favorite podcasts. Keep up the amazing work.
Oh, yay. Thank
That's sweet.
You.
And the answer is yes, we do. We do
record I don't know if people knew that. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I felt like that was maybe a given, but
I live nowhere near Nicole and my car wouldn't make it there. So.
And I live nowhere near Jake, but my mom's car would make it there. So.
Yeah.
But I don't have a car, so I drive my mommy's.
Every week, Nicole drives all the way over to my house, and then we hang out. No.
We do this. It's kind of funny. Like, the setup that we actually have, like, I'll describe it from our standpoint. We record it with our mics into GarageBand. Jake uses Logic, I think. And we FaceTime using headphones, and we FaceTime on our phones. And then now we're recording it, so now we have a camera. And Jake's going to edit that all together, but he just basically takes our audio and does his little magic that I just don't have the energy to listen to both of us again. So I let Jake handle that. Yeah. So goodbye. Bye-bye. Kisses. XOXO. See you next Tuesday and see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get 2 cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.